Well, on Saturday at Randwick, we're going to see a jockey ride for the first time from New Zealand. We're looking forward to seeing the talents of Sam Weatherly, and he joins us this morning. How are you, Sam?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, mate. What about this thrill? On a three-month loan to Chris Waller, and such a great opportunity for you.
Oh, it's huge. As a young fella, you grow up watching racing, and you... Sydney's probably the strongest race team in Australasia at the moment anyway. So being in New Zealand, I've always kept an eye over here and hoping one day that I could come over. And fortunately, it's worked out and I'm here now.
And how did it come about? Was it a simple phone call from Chris or someone at the stable?
Actually come through Bruce Sherwin, who's racing manager for Raffles Farm. He sort of got me onto it. Like, I've always been talking about it for a wee while, and I've wanted to come over, so he's really helped me out, and he's got me over here.
Mate, it's a great thrill for you, following in the footsteps in some way, the Pumper, Jimmy Cassidy, Jason Collett, Rory Hutchings, and dare I forget, the morning after he rode a winner at Royal Ascot, James McDonald.
Yeah, well, you just got to look at that list of names of those jockeys, you know, the superstars, really. If I could do as good a job as they've done, I'd be pretty happy.
You're on a three-month loan. I guess you get through that and see where it takes you.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I sort of said it's 3 months, and if it works out, it works out, and I'm happy as. But if not, I've always got New Zealand as a home, but we'll make that decision when the 3 months is up. But At this stage, I'm very happy with where I am.
I know you've been over for a few days, mate. How have you got into track work out at Rose Hill?
Look, it's very different to little old Matamata in New Zealand, where I'm from. So it was very different to come over here. There's horses going everywhere, and it's very busy. But look, I've been here a couple of days now, so I've just started to settle in and get the hang of things. So, yeah, really looking forward to Saturday anyway.
We're talking with Sam Weatherly, riding on Saturday for a number of trainers. You won the Champion New Zealand Apprentice for last season. You won the Group 1 Telegraph. You ran second in the Group 1 Thorndon Mile on the same day. I think that tells us, Sam, that you've come from a pretty good, strong racing family. I understand your dad was a good jockey.
Yeah, Dad was a very good jockey. Unfortunately, he had a few weight issues, so that slowed him down a bit, and my grandfather was also a very good jockey as well. So I've come from a strong family of racing, and it's all I know, and it's all I've ever done. So, yeah, just want to give it a really good crack.
I guess the way you've been riding, I think you're a long way in front in this year's Apprentices Premiership.
Yeah, I think I've got about 20 on my nearest rival over there, but look, it's not over yet. So
yeah.
Look, I'll be keeping a wee eye on that, but yeah, my main focus now is Sydney.
Okay, and the Waller stable is extraordinary. You would have watched them from New Zealand, and you mentioned horses going everywhere. A lot of those are from the Chris Waller stable. Even just after a few days, what have you picked up, Sam?
It's a massive operation. I've come from a stable where we've had 40 horses in work to come into Chris Waller's, and there's 140. So it's a big difference. And yeah, there's horses going everywhere, but it's very well organised, and they run a very good ship over here, and the staff are super too. They do a super job.
And what about even in track work? Have you picked up new things over the past few days?
Yeah, I've just noticed that it's not all, everyone sort of does their different things. There's a lot of different work that we do, and especially from back home as well, it's very different.
Have you spotted the mare yet?
Yeah, fortunately enough, I've been able to fill her water bucket up once, and and I'm in her barn in the afternoon, so I get to keep a little eye on her.
Well, she's something very special, mate. Have you had a look at your rides for Saturday?
Yeah, I have, and geez, on paper they look some very nice rides, so I'm very thrilled to get on some nice horses.
Yeah, for sure. My blue jeans, and also She Knows for Danny Williams. And you'll take 2 kilos off in town?
Yep, 2 kilos in town. I don't think I've got anything in the provincials, but 2 kilos in town, that's massive for me. I haven't had a claim for a wee while now, so it'll be good to get back, and hopefully I can use it to my advantage and get a few rides and have some success.
Well, we wish you the best. How young are you, mate?
I turned 19 not that long ago, so I'm still pretty young.
No, we'll enjoy every moment of the next 3 months. Who knows? What will happen into the future. But enjoy the next 3 months. I just wanted to grab you and take you through, take our listeners through the new name in our ranks, Sam Weatherly. Good luck on the weekend, mate.
No, cheers. Thank you so much.